Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Delhi-based senior journalist Sheila Bhatt wrote an opinion piece titled Not National Security or Politics. Amit Shah has a new obsession, the Sahakari Kshetra. My name is Raghav Bichandani and I bring you the podcast version of this opinion piece. More often than not, Amit Shah's name comes up in conversations about his handling of the Home Ministry or his political strategies and their execution. But his work as head of the Ministry of Cooperation is no less important for statecraft and is equally vital for its political potential. For decades, Indian politicians have treated the cooperative sector as a potent concoction of money, politics, and development to reach out to the masses and enhance their party politics. Looking at the activities of the new ministry, it's clear that Shah's latest obsession is the Sahakari Kshetra. Since independence, India's cooperative sector has been a vehicle for its socialist and democratic values and has fostered an inclusive development model that has penetrated the interiors like no other. Despite the lack of a visitor's room, a staff strength of less than 500 and running on a budget of around 900 crore rupees, the Ministry of Cooperation, India's youngest central ministry, is one of the most ambitious and busiest. After all, its job carries the powers to touch all the Narendra Modi government's ministries, defense to finance to textiles. Located in Krishi Bhavan, the ministry is an incubator for the idea of mammoth Indian governance through 8 lakh primary agricultural credit societies or PACS, including thousands of district and state cooperatives. Shah recently brought in Gyanesh Kumar as the Cooperation Ministry Secretary with the agenda of touching every village, town and city. Sources close to the ministry claim that Shah wants to fast-forward the modernization of PACS and remove legal hurdles faced by established cooperatives like IFFCO and AMUL, the backbone of India's rural economy. Sources said the Modi government wants to enhance the scope of PACS business, multiply its turnover and make it a nodal center for services such as Direct Benefit Transfer or DBT, Interest Subvention Scheme or ISS, Crop Insurance Scheme or PMFBY, and supply inputs like fertilizers and seeds. The center also wants PACS to break the monopoly of public sector banks in the sector. After a series of reforms, the Modi government wants to use PACS as a last-mile parallel structure to deliver more than 400 central and state government schemes, projects and services. Interestingly, the Modi government, which is accused of helping capitalists, wants to make the cooperative sector the backbone of governance. As things stand, many PACS, if not all, are inefficient, indulge in malpractice and are under heavy political influence. So the first step in making the right direction would be to make them transparent. Investment in primary, district and state cooperative banks is desirable only when it's already digitized. That way, nodal agencies and regulators like the National Bank for Agricultural and Rural Development, Reserve Bank of India and even Secretary Gyanesh Kumar can track the status of loans and deposits of the Sahakari Mandalis sitting in New Delhi. Last week, on 29 June, the Modi cabinet decided that 63,000 packs would be computerized at a cost of 2,516 crore rupees, benefiting about 13 crore small and marginal farmers. Dilip Sanghani, the president of the National Cooperative Union of India, which boasts 8.5 lakh members, said, "We are becoming modern. We will give software in 17 local languages to primary credit societies. You must remember our profit never goes in private hands." This is not Amit Shah's first tryst with cooperatives. He was active in Gujarat's cooperative sector back in the 90s. He was thrust into the limelight when he took over as chairperson of Ahmedabad District Cooperative Bank, which was on the cusp of bankruptcy due to corruption and mismanagement. But he soon turned it into one of the most profitable cooperative banks in the state. He knows the nuts and bolts of successful cooperatives, their benefits to the local economy, and the advantage it can bring to political parties. The control over cooperatives means access to the crowd that politicians love. Evidently, Shah is in a hurry to give India's cooperative sector a new avatar. The ministry has just launched a web portal in local languages to coordinate its modernization efforts. It also conducted a national conclave with more than a lakh cooperative members to prepare a first-of-its-kind national cooperative policy. The National University for Cooperatives is also in the making. A massive program is underway to train managers across different levels in a cooperative. Many legal amendments in acts governing cooperatives will also be made so that governments can take higher risks to give them business. In a way, the cooperative sector has become a favorite child of the government. 3 lakh new PACs will be given the highest priority, which is a massive step to boost the economy and employment. Meeting even half of these targets is a big gain for the district-level economy. The center has already removed some taxes in the sugar sector, reduced the minimum alternative tax, or MAT, from 18 to 15%, and surcharge from 12 to 7% on cooperative organizations. PM Modi and Amit Shah's interest in the Sahakari sector is obvious because of the politics at play. 30 crore Indians are involved in the cooperative sector. Maharashtra, Gujarat and Karnataka are at its forefront. Many other states, including Kerala and Uttar Pradesh, are feverishly working to expand their cooperative sector. The annual turnover of PACs is around Rs. 8 lakh crore. The business of urban and district cooperative banks stands at around 5 lakh crore rupees. For the Modi government, the target for the cooperative sector from village to the state level is a combined turnover of 30 lakh crore rupees after expansion and digitization. It wants the cooperative sector to compete with the corporate sector in terms of efficiency and reliability. Dolar Kotecha, chairman of Kheti Bank, one of Gujarat's oldest and largest agri and rural land development cooperative banks with a membership of 2.75 lakh farmers, said PACs are the only bodies that run parallel to government structures. Recently, we decided to give our members a sum of 50,000 rupees as insurance against accidents. We will allot it in just 30 days. Any government can use PACs to execute their schemes through cooperatives. Milk, groundnuts, sugar, fruits, vegetables and fertilizer cooperatives aside, new ideas are also emerging under the slogan of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. Cooperatives for startups procuring stationery for government uses, producing face masks and fishing nets and caps for soldiers are just some of them. On 29 May, Amit Shah said at the Panchamrut Dairy event in Gujarat, "I would tell you as the Minister of Cooperation that through the Cooperative Ministry, there is going to be a huge revolution in the area in the next 5 years under Modiji's leadership." If you're reading a clear political advantage to the Bharatiya Janata Party in Amit Shah's statement, you are absolutely correct. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Print Pod.